The Langley Advance Times, Aldergrove Star put a series of questions to each of the candidates running in the Langley ridings ahead of the April 28 federal election. If their responses are not included in the riding package below, it is because they never replied. In the upcoming election, there are six candidates running in the Abbotsford, South Langley riding. Ariel Alderking, People's Party of Canada. Mike DeYoung, Independent. Sukhman Singh Gill, Conservative Party of Canada. Kevin Gillies, Liberal Party of Canada. Dharmasena Yukondawella, NDP. Melissa Snazzle, Green Party of Canada. Replies provided in alphabetical order. Ariel Alderking, People's Party of Canada. Candidate's age, 69. Where do you live? Municipality, neighborhood, Abbotsford. How many years have you lived in Langley? 30 years. Have you held elected office in past? If so, please specify. No. What riding are you running in? Abbotsford South Langley. Profession, retired. Social media accounts and website. https://www.fraservalleyppc.ca/candidates/ariel-alderking. Facebook group page, People's Party of Canada Fraser Valley. https://www.facebook.com/peoplesfif/. Telephone number voters can reach you at 604-825-7198. Candidate bio. Ariel Alderking has diverse experience in retail management, business, publishing, and employment counselor in various sectors. Ariel has firsthand knowledge how community works and will be a voice for you in Ottawa. She has participated in PAC, DPAC, and BCCPAC working with suicidal youth, engaged parents, and wrote resolutions resulting in $10 million given to PACs. She is a strong advocate for parental rights for 30 years beginning at the Toronto School Board and most recently assisting the Sikh community to understand the layers of legislation leading up to SOGI. A board member of three charities stewarding environmentally sensitive land and addressing seniors' concerns, Ariel's depth of experience will serve you well. What is the most important issue facing voters in this election, and what should be done about it? Maximum 200-word response. The reciprocal Canadian tariffs, promised by the Liberal and Conservative parties, will drive up the cost of groceries and primary goods needed to produce value-added products for resale. Canadian exports will be more expensive for Americans and less competitive overall. Businesses and consumers are being unnecessarily punished by this unresolved trade war. As with past softwood lumber disputes, the PPC will negotiate an end to the tariffs with true free market values boosting our economy and bringing down prices. Michael DeYoung, Independent. Candidate's age, 61. Where do you live? Municipality, neighborhood, Abbotsford, Matsqui. How many years have you lived in Langley? I represented Langley as an MLA. Have you held elected office in the past? If so, please specify, since 1994 MLA Abbotsford. What riding are you running in? Abbotsford, South Langley. Profession, lawyer. Social media accounts and website. https://mikedejong.ca/. https://www.facebook.com/michaeljongbc. https://x.com/mike_de_jong. https://michaeljongbc.http://link_tr.ee/michael_de_jongmail:mike@mikedejong.ca. Telephone number voters can reach you at 604-359-1061. Candidate bio. Mike DeYoung is one of British Columbia's most experienced and respected public servants. First elected in 1994, he served the Abbotsford area for nearly 30 years as a member of the Legislative Assembly. Over his career, Mike held several high-profile cabinet positions, including Minister of Health, Minister of Forests, Attorney General, and the province's longest-serving Minister of Finance. Known for his steady leadership and deep understanding of public policy, Mike helped guide BC through economic recovery and left a legacy of balanced budgets and responsible fiscal management. Now running as an independent, Mike brings integrity, experience, and a principled voice to federal politics. What is the most important issue facing voters in this election, and what should be done about it? Maximum 200-word response. The most important issue facing voters in Abbotsford South Langley is economic stability in a turbulent global environment. With rising interest rates, stubborn inflation, and growing trade uncertainty, especially with the United States introducing new tariffs, our community cannot afford inexperience. We need an MP who understands how Ottawa works on day one. Mike DeYoung brings nearly 30 years of public service, including as BC's finance minister, where he delivered balanced budgets and guided the province through tough economic periods. In times like these, we need calm, steady, and proven leadership, not someone who will spend years learning the ropes. Second, we must invest in future-ready infrastructure. Mike supports bringing light commuter rail into the Fraser Valley, a long-overdue solution to traffic congestion, economic development, and quality of life. Third, housing affordability remains urgent. Families are being priced out of the market, and the federal government must work with all levels of government to increase supply and support first-time buyers. Finally, community safety is a growing concern. We need meaningful investments in crime prevention and enforcement to keep our neighborhoods safe. This election is about trust, experience, and delivering results. Mike DeYoung is ready to lead. Kevin Gillies, Liberal Party of Canada candidates, age 63. Where do you live? Central Abbotsford. How many years have you lived in Langley? 0. Have you held elected office in past? If so, please specify. No, I have not. What riding are you running in? Abbotsford South Langley. Profession: realtor, tenant support worker for nonprofit agency supporting homeless people, former newspaper reporter, social media accounts and website, www.facebook.com/profile.php ?615747612680400 kevingillies.ca/liberal-candidate telephone number. Voters can reach you at campaign managers Ross 778-444-6858 and Madeline 778-241-4891. Candidate bio. Kevin grew up in North Vancouver, but traveled across Canada before settling in the Fraser Valley. He has attended Langara College and UBC and has supported special needs or homeless folks in supported living and shelter environments. As a newspaper reporter, Kevin wrote for the North Shore News, the Abbotsford and Mission Times, and the Vancouver Sun, covering local politics and governance, crime, courts, and other news. Kevin has also worked as a Fraser Valley realtor, helping people buy homes in Langley, Abbotsford, Mission, and Chilliwack. He has 3 adult daughters and lives with his partner of 10 years, Michelle. In his free time, Kevin loves curling, golf, and camping with around the region. Kevin also loves movies, books, or spending time with friends and family. What is the most important issue facing voters in this election, and what should be done about it? Maximum 200-word response. I am convinced this federal election stands to be one of the most consequential in Canadian history. In the economic uncertainty from the U.S. administration's unprovoked trade war, the Fraser Valley stands to be one of the hardest-hit Canadian regions. I am certain that this election is all about Canadians choosing the best leader to handle this economic crisis, and the unpredictable and unbalanced U.S. president. Mark Carney is an educated and experienced economist, who has navigated turbulent times, dealing with national economic crises. He received his economics degrees, bachelor, master's, and doctorate, from Harvard and Oxford universities. Carney led the Bank of Canada and helped Canada escape much of the heavy economic damage from the global 2008 recession. He was the only non-Briton to head the Bank of England, and helped England negotiate its exit from the European Union. By comparison, his main opponent in this election is a lifelong politician, full of slogans and rhetoric, who is taking campaign advice and guidance from the US president. I am certain that Canada's best interests are served by electing Mark Carney and his team. That is why I am running in this election. Melissa Snazzle, Green Party of Canada. Candidate's age, 47. Where do you live? Municipality, neighborhood, Aldergrove. How many years have you lived in Langley? 13. Have you held elected office in past? If so, please specify, no. What riding are you running in? Abbotsford, South Langley. Profession, registered pharmacy technician. Social media accounts and website. Telephone number voters can reach you at. Candidate bio. I am working toward a bachelor's degree in policy and geography. I have lived in the Fraser Valley for 25 years and have been in Aldergrove for the past 13 years. I am working on my degree to put myself in a position to facilitate change. I am interested in geography and hope to learn how policy can help us make the changes necessary to protect our future. I am new to public service. I spent many years as a single parent and worked multiple jobs. I am determined to be involved now in as many ways as possible. I believe strongly in the message and platform of the Green Party of Canada and look forward to serving the people of the Abbotsford South Langley region. What is the most important issue facing voters in this election, and what should be done about it? Maximum 200-word response. The big ballot question in this election is the cross-border trade war with the United States and Donald Trump. The current administration of the United States is causing world chaos. It is unfortunate that we find ourselves in such a situation with our closest neighbor and trade partner. However, I feel that Donald Trump has given us the opportunity to focus on Canada, to look at our weaknesses and strengthen our country. In my opinion, we need to work on the issues affecting Canadians at the core: cost of living, housing, food availability, and resource management. It is imperative to make sure the policies we make going forward account for the climate influence on all of these issues. The world is changing and Canada is in a position to lead on the global stage. Issues such as immigration and food security are tightly linked to the changing climate, job markets are changing to an AI-driven economy, and we need to prepare. It is time to get creative about our future and not wait to solve problems until after a disaster happens. I'm Canadians begin to trust the Green Party of Canada and chose real people to make real change.